Tapping for Miracles with Margaret Lynch. Class 4, the fourth chakra.
Joan, so welcome everyone. This is Margaret Lynch, and this is the fourth class in the Tapping for Miracles program. Today's class is about the fourth chakra. Fourth class, fourth chakra. And what I call this class is receiving miracles in the fourth chakra. So joining me on the class, as always, is Joan, and she will be doing the healing at the end of the class, the blessing healing at each chakra. And so the way the class is going to roll out is I will spend some time teaching about the fourth chakra, both from Rhys Thomas and also bringing in the teachings of Deepak Chopra in his book, How to Know God, which teaches the seven levels of spirituality and the seven levels of understanding God, which, of course, they match to the seven chakras. Very cool connection there. So that'll go on, and then we'll do some tapping around some of the fourth chakra issues and exercises that I have for you today. Until just about 70 minutes or so into the class, and then Joan will do the blessing for the fourth chakra today. And that'll take about 10 or somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. And then there will be time at the end of the class to ask questions for Joan and I. If you have to jump off the class, that's fine. But if you wanted to stay and ask a question or give a comment to either Joan or me, we do stay on the line for a few more minutes, depending on how many people have questions. So that's how the class is going to go. Throughout this program, the research that I did getting ready for it really led me to three key points around miracles. And so when I looked at how do we be in vibrational alignment with miracles, I came up with three key pieces. The first one is the belief, true and congruent belief, that there are infinite resources that the universe, that the divine has for you. And so we all like to say we believe in infinite possibility and abundance, but to congruently believe that through a whole system. Secondly, our faith that the God of our understanding is benevolent, first of all, and secondly, personally sees us, loves us, supports us in a very real and personal way. And thirdly, it's feeling your worthiness and deserving, feeling the unique nature that you have and how worthy and deserving you are. So we started out the first couple classes really talking about the first chakra, which is fight or flight and survival mode. And so the God of the first chakra is very fire and brimstone, punishment. In the second chakra, we talked about striving, always striving to deserve and working in struggle. And in the third class, we talked about what happens when we get beyond striving and struggle. The third level is inner peace at the third chakra. So today we build on the third chakra. And so I'm going to start by talking a little bit about the fourth chakra from the perspective of Deepak Chopra in How to Know God, where he talks about the fourth level of spirituality. And so he says the God of the fourth chakra is the God of the Redeemer. It is loving, understanding, and forgiving is what we see in that version of the divine. It's a God that takes back all the judgments we heard in the God image of the lower chakras that weighed down life. And it's the God of wisdom that looks beyond right or wrong. The God of wisdom that looks to encourage you to reach your full potential. So the third chakra, which we found the inner peace, that comes with just being who we are, just being able to be me, my real feelings, my real desires, what I really want to say in the world, without so much worry about the judgments of others or the acceptance of others, brings me inner peace. And so at the fourth level, Deepak says, the silence of inner peace turns into wisdom. And so this is where he said your inner world actually goes from calm and peace to actually coming more alive, because at stage four, that calm and that peace turns into asking questions and understanding, where we start to have the wisdom and the broader perspective, like a redeeming God has, the broader perspective beyond right and wrong, about the nature of reality and the nature of humans. And we start to see with our intuitive wisdom the unfolding of the secrets of human nature and of the very fabric of reality, of abundance, of manifestation. And so he also calls the fourth level the intuitive response, where we respond to the world intuitively. You live your life through insight, empathy, tolerance, forgiveness. And so as we reach the fourth level, what we talk about is flashes of insight, religious awakening. He also talks about this is where at the fourth level, the heart level, is where we have opening to telepathy and ESP and reading people's auras and knowledge of past life or of the future. That's at intuition. So again, at the level of the fourth chakra, because it's forgiveness and insight and wisdom, it's truly beyond looking at things as black and white, right or wrong. We look at mistakes that people have made, and we encourage personal growth from those mistakes. We encourage people to reach their full potential. Now, I know that a lot of people in this class do just that in their career, in their chosen life purpose here on this planet. You're about personal growth. You're about people reaching their potential. And so the fourth chakra is what carries this. But the dark side of the fourth chakra is judgment and criticism. So we're going to talk more about that and about the people that are listening now that are really focused on leading people to personal growth and development as we get into the exercise. Okay. So Deepak Chopra also says that before you reach stage four, down in the lower stages, intuition, this kind of wise, intuitive response that comes from your heart, not from your mind, it can actually be a pest. It can actually be annoying, because your natural intuition can go against or come up as that little voice that goes, that doesn't sound right to me, which I think that's kind of funny, your intuition actually being a pest when you know you're in the wrong place or you know you're in the wrong group of people and you're used to going along with that crowd. So the God of the fourth chakra at the fourth level is the God of the Redeemer. So understanding, forgiveness, compassion, tolerance. And to respond to the world from the fourth level is the wisdom, intuitive response, seeing the bigger picture, seeing beyond right or wrong to personal growth and development. Because as we see beyond right or wrong, there's no need for crime and punishment and forgiveness within ourselves. So as we look at the actual fourth chakra, the fourth chakra is physically located behind your sternum in the center of your chest. It's the heart chakra. It represents your ability to hold love and compassion for yourself and in relationship. So it's actually through the fourth chakra that we come into relationship with people. He says it's the bridge between heaven and earth. And what that means is the fourth chakra is your core. It's your center. It integrates the lower three chakras and the upper three chakras. So the lower self and the higher self all get integrated at the heart, that sees the broader perspective, the bigger picture beyond right and wrong, to integrating pieces of my lower self and pieces of my higher self make me whole. And so he says it's the balance point of the system in the seven chakras. Robert Frost says it sits in the center and it knows. So your heart loves you and everyone else just as you are, unconditionally in the present moment. He also says the heart is the healer. Every healing is, when it comes down to it, any healing that you get is actually of the heart. It's the compassionate act of forgiveness of the self and then others is the core of what all healing really is. So when you have an open heart chakra, you live in the present moment, even if it means being vulnerable, because the present moment is where you're alive and feeling love. When your heart is closed, it means you're living in the past and you're only seeing what you don't forgive in yourself or what you don't forgive in others. So again, we come back to at the fourth chakra, which when you listen to the profiles, it's the knowledgeable achiever at the fourth chakra, which is a fourth and sixth chakra dominant profile type. And the gift of the knowledgeable achiever is to see the big picture, the bigger perspective. And so, you know, when we talk about the heart chakra, everyone knows we talk about the heart, we talk about forgiveness. And true forgiveness is when we look at something, an event or a mistake or something someone did with wisdom, understanding, compassion in the bigger picture, the bigger perspective. We realize that we've always done our best, that this is the unfolding of our self-development, our journey, our consciousness. Reese says, it's saying something like, I forgot that the divine doesn't make mistakes. So he says when you forgive yourself, you're really saying, I forgive myself for forgetting who I really am, that I've never really been bad. I've always done my best, that the universe, the divine does not make mistakes. And so on the other side of forgiveness is always going to be the critical act of the sixth chakra. That's why it's fourth and sixth chakra come together. So what blocks forgiveness? It's the sixth chakra narrow view that says, no, that's not how it should have gone. I should have known better. I should have done better. It never should have happened. Now, Reese says that the instant, the absolute instant, instantaneous second that you criticize, your heart chakra closes. Energetically, it is the act of closing your heart. And if you've ever been around someone, even a coach or a practitioner or a healer who is critical, you will feel a closed heart around that person. You will not feel compassion. And that's the side that we call the rule keeper. So how do we get to having a miracle at the fourth chakra? The miracle at the fourth chakra is about loving yourself in every moment, accepting yourself in every moment without fixing anything, without striving, without doing better in the present moment, being completely lovable, which means I allow myself to receive. It's really the same thing. I deserve and I allow myself to receive. Because if you are unforgivable in something, that means I don't deserve. I refuse to receive love, compassion, forgiveness, support. And one of the things that we're talking about in this class is the the true feeling that you are deserving. And secondly, the true faith that the divine, that the God of your understanding personally supports you. And so if that's being blocked at the fourth chakra, we are absolutely blocking the receiving of miracles of support, miracles of support, I call it, in our life. The manifesting beyond our radar, and we go, oh my God, where did that come from? So to get into an exercise, what we're going to be working on today is your unforgivable story. Now, I'm going to have everybody in a minute come up with a story or an event that they have been holding on to that is unforgivable. And sometimes it's been in our blind spot. Like, we don't even look at it. It's like, no, not that one. No, Margaret, that one's in the back. I'm not even looking at that one because that one I'm right about. I am so far past forgivable on that one that often it's in the blind spot in our self-development because we wouldn't even think to bring it up for healing or tapping or clearing because I'm right about it. That is the way it is for me. That one thing I need to hold on to. So I want to come back to where I said there's people on this class whose entire life focus, whether you're a coach or a chiropractor or a naturopath or a web designer, I don't care what you do, but in some way, shape, or form, you truly feel committed in your life around leading people to personal growth, to personal transformation, to consciousness. If what you do in some way you feel is committed to the transformation of mankind, the consciousness of mankind. What I want you to recognize today is that no matter what you teach, no matter how great your content is, no matter how unbelievable your technique is, if you have one little pinky of unforgivable that you're holding out over yourself, you're never going to be able to bring people any further than where you've gotten. If you've got one pinky of unforgivable where you can't forgive yourself, then you could say all day long to everyone you teach and everyone you touch, you have to forgive yourself. You should forgive yourself. It's forgiveness. Forgiveness will heal you. Forgiveness will set you free. You could say that all day long, but in your voice, which is your fifth chakra, through which all your chakras and wounds and vows speak, there is going to be a little vibration that says, you should forgive yourself, except if you got something like what I got, then forget it, you're screwed. So I want you to make that connection because I work with a lot of amazing healers who are doing unbelievable work, and they don't seem to see the harm in holding on to their unforgivable story. Now, I know this is commonly said in the chiropractic world that your patients cannot become healthier than you are personally as the doctor. And so this is in your vibe. Okay. So through your voice to everyone that you coach or help or heal or lead, all your chakras are speaking. And if you've got an unforgivable story in there, you're giving them through your vibration, and they can feel it at the fourth chakra. Forgive yourself, accept. Because you're holding out something that you're saying, accept this. If you've got one of these, that is beyond the divine. Okay, so that is my pitch to the unbelievable healers that I know are in this class, why I want you to do this work and forgive yourself. So here's what I want everyone to do. I've already been stirring the pot here a little bit, knowing that you're going to come up with this unforgivable story. So I want you to give this a title, just like it was a movie, a horrible little movie. And I want you to picture this event, this story, this movie that you have. Write down the title of it. And I want you to say out loud, it's unforgivable. And I want you to rate that on a scale of 1 to 10. And I also want you to say, because I've done this so much with people, I want you to look at the situation and say, I was a monster. Horrible. And see how true that feels on a scale of 1 to 10. And I want you to just notice what's coming up. What's the feeling as you look at this story that's unforgivable? Because there's evidence that you have in the story that's very specific of why you can't forgive yourself, why this is beyond forgiveness. Okay, so if you want to, *7, you can unmute and give me some feedback. If you want to say the title of your story, you can. You do not have to. They're usually horrible, horrible little titles, very bad words. And just tell me how true it feels and what the feeling is when you say I'm unforgivable or I'm a monster.
Margaret?
Yes.
Hi. The title of my story is How I Ruined My Father's Life.
Okay. And, it's a pretty bad title.
It's a pretty what?
Pretty bad title.
Yes.
Very absolute.
Because my unforgivable score is 8.
Okay, so pretty high.
Yeah, okay. And my terrible is 10.
Okay. And so what's the feeling as you say, I'm unforgivable, and that feels true at an 8. I'm terrible. Because sometimes it's not really a feeling. It's just a thought that says, yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, sadness is coming up.
Okay, good. Sadness is good.
And also the feeling that I have is that I wouldn't have been punished so severely because if I wouldn't have done such a horrible thing.
So the punishment, part of the punishment is the evidence that says that it must have been that bad because I had such severe punishment?
Exactly, because my dad, up to that time, up to that date, he was my world and I was his world. And then everything changed after that.
What we see here in these stories is going to be the mind versus the heart. The mind versus the intuitive response, the bigger picture. The compassion. It's the mind here that's saying, well, I have this piece of evidence.
And it's all my fault.
Yeah. Okay. And so remember, if you come up strong in the knowledgeable achiever as one of your two primary profiles, that is going to be your lifelong work is, it's all my fault. I should have known better. I should have seen it coming. I should have done it different. I should have, which always means I do not deserve help and support.
Totally.
Okay. Very important connection. Thank you for that. Anybody else? *7, if you want to share a little bit of this story. And I know it starts to trigger a lot of intensity right away.
Hello?
Hi, Margaret.
Yes. Hey, Margaret.
I've got two people, so I heard someone first.
Hi. I've got, for Unforgivable, I've got a 10. And for I Was a Monster, I've got a 10. And it's beyond forgiveness because I'm really not sorry. And I have total shame about that. That's the feeling that I have, shame.
Okay. So is it I'm still not sorry?
Well, I certainly was not sorry at the time. And I'm still not as sorry as I ought to be.
Okay. And so why does that make it worse?
Because I what I did was not okay, and I should at least be sorry that I did it.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like I have to earn forgiveness by being sorry, by regretting it, by And I would not do it again, so I learned a lesson from it, but I don't really regret having done it. But I think I ought to.
Yeah, so again, it's kind of an interesting twist, right? This is your mind saying, I really should regret this.
Right.
or maybe it's your, you know, maybe it's more like your third chakra that's saying, you know, I should be a little more ashamed of this.
Right.
And your higher self is going, but I see the perspective already. It helped me grow.
Right.
It's just that you can't be fully congruent, right? Because we want you to be at that perspective,
right,
fully, fully congruent. And we do hear a lot of people say, you know, I let that go and I get over that. And you can hear in their voice that they didn't.
Right.
I let that go. I had to forgive myself for that because I couldn't hold on to that. And you can hear in their voice that there's still pain there around it.
Okay. Right, and I have never forgiven myself for this.
Okay. So it's kind of interesting. You haven't forgiven yourself, and you haven't forgiven yourself for not being sorry enough.
Right, okay. That too. So I haven't forgiven myself for the event, and I haven't forgiven myself for not being sorry enough either.
Yeah. So you know, you're really angry at your kind of your shadow in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. Anybody else before we do some tapping? I heard one other person.
Yes,
Margaret. Hello, Margaret.
Hello. Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't title mine either. And mine, I've known for a long time that, you know, it was bad, but I did it twice. And I'd say it was a span of maybe 10 years in between. I scaled 10 on both, how bad it was and how bad I was. And I've been ashamed of it. And there is a fear in me that I could do it again, even though I know it was a horrible thing that I did. I mean, I shredded people.
Okay.
Two men. I just shredded them. And it's just, I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing out of, you know, joy. It's sort of like how horrible I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I can shred people. I can. And it's, I used to do it a lot in my youth. I mean, you know, somebody pushes me too far, and it was a thought of, you know, if you're going to be that stupid, I'll let you have it. And I did. And then I'd walk away feeling better, but they were, like, devastated. And I broke that habit because I knew it was terrible. But both times that I did it, that I was really bad, it was affairs of the heart, if you will.
Right.
Oddly
right.
enough. And I was really bad, and I do feel embarrassed by it. I do feel very horrible about it. And I've stated that to my closest friend too. I said, you know, if I could undo any of that, I would. But there is that fear in me, and I will go into a little something that you probably wouldn't expect, but I understand that at one time in another life, I was a very, very powerful healer, and I then, too, have caused harm. And I think that blocked me of a lot of things that I could actually accomplish in that, because of, you know, the fear of hurting somebody again.
Yeah, so you're looking at a powerful piece of your lower self that
right.
could go there, that could just take power and hurt people with it. And we're looking at that powerful piece of your lower self and saying, that is unforgivable. There's no light in that. And so when we push that further into the shadow, I cannot have that. That's when it pops up and rears its ugly head on people because
right.
it's not integrated. We're not living through our power in a positive way. We're pushing it way down saying that it's not even that event for you. It's like this piece of me, it could come back at any time. It is eternally unforgivable because mm-hmm. it lurks for you. It's beyond this event. It's this dark part of me. This is like an evil monster in me that is unforgivable. And so when we think about wanting to open up and ask the universe to give us miracles, ask God to send us miracles, to let us see miracles, receive miracles, manifest miracles, there's going to be a big resistance in your vibe that says, not for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was one other person. Thank you for that. I want to give that one other person a chance.
I got a 9 on both. And the feeling that I feel is real sadness, because what I did was something that was so unlike me, and that nobody else would ever believe that I did it, because it's something I always preach against and never mm-hmm. dreamed that I was capable of doing.
Yeah, and so a perfect example of the shadow, again, is when we've got parts of ourselves that we say, I will never do that, I will never be like that. We take parts of our power, of our lower self, and really push it into the shadow. And then, of course, we're going to have to live through some piece of that story. And that becomes our, I am the monster, I am unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so good. Thank you, everyone, for that very brave feedback. We're going to do some tapping on this story. And what I want everyone to do first is to, I want you to picture yourself just like you're watching a movie of this story, and you're right in the middle of it, and you're at the bad part where what you are doing is horrible. You're doing the horrible thing right there. And that's what I want you to focus on. And so if it's a younger version of you, I want you to see yourself at that age, no matter what age, even if it was 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago or 40 years ago, I want you to see yourself there. Okay. And so we're going to tap right through the points. There I am. A monster. Horrible, unforgivable. There I am. How could I do it? It's disgusting. I'm so ashamed. So horrified. So unforgivable. I would never ask for forgiveness on this one, because I know what's right. My judgment on this is correct. It's unforgivable. I totally judge myself. This one's easy. It's black and white. Everything I did there was wrong. Horrible. Humiliatingly wrong. Oh, I deserve to suffer for this. And I have been. Actually, nobody knows how I torture myself. How I deserve that torture. Unforgivable. Unforgivable. This is beyond even the divine. If God wanted to forgive me, God would be wrong. In my view of this, I should have known better. I should have done better. I should have been stronger, smarter, just better. I judge myself a monster. In all this unforgivable pain that I carry with me every day, I guess that's what I deserve. Unforgivable. There I am in those circumstances. I totally judge myself. I refuse to forgive. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And so a lot of really harsh words in there. And what you heard was what we call the rule keeper, right? The critical mind. No compassion. There was no compassion. There was no circumstances. There was nothing in there about compassion, was there? When we criticize ourselves, we break our own heart. And so this process often triggers a lot of sadness when we break that mind game that we're in, the thought pattern over and over. The first thing that comes up is often compassion. So I want everyone to look at yourself again, the younger version of you that's making the mistake. And I want you to re-rate unforgivable. And just see if it's come down a little bit. And notice that your mind is keying in on some part of it now. Like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm pretty forgivable. I mean, maybe I could forgive myself, but there's one piece in there, something that you feel the need to be offended about or shocked at yourself about, or I would never let anyone see me like that. Or maybe it's something about the people that you hurt or how you've hurt yourself by doing what you did. And so there might be some piece of evidence that's coming up as a yeah, but. Okay. So if you want to unmute and give me some feedback on that round, and we'll do another round of tapping on it. And so again, when we're in the critical mind that looks at a situation and says, that's not how it should have gone, unforgivable, no compassion, no understanding, the heart chakra is closed. We literally break our own heart.
Margaret?
Yes.
Hi. This round of tapping was quite intense.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I feel that the number has come down, it's like I don't feel anything towards, no understanding or anything towards that child, that younger me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's nothing in my heart for that child. And even though what I did was not, I mean, as a child was, I saw it as horrible. And then in my grown-up mind, in my adult mind, I see that this wasn't terrible. It was not a big deal. Well, it was a big deal, but meaning not a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Still, there's nothing there for me to give this child.
So what would you say about the child? Is it that she should have known better, or?
Yes, she should have known better.
Okay. And so even for the younger version of you, if you have a strong, knowledgeable achiever in there, you have such a strong mind. It is a beautiful, beautiful part of you.
Uh-huh.
But when it gets stuck with a thought like, I know how smart I am. I should have known better. And I'm right about that. It's like God could come in and say, I forgive you. And you go, no, not about this one. I should have known better though, God. So I'm going to hold on to this one.
Uh-huh.
That's the strength of the mind of a knowledgeable achiever when we really have a story that we're saying, you know, I'm right about this. You know, and I've worked with people who, you know, their story involves tremendous amount of trauma and pain, yet they still look at that younger child that they were and they go, yeah, but at 5, she should have known better.
Yeah.
And we know as an adult, oh my God, that doesn't even make sense, but it's in there. And just what you're saying right now, and there's no compassion. So all that means right now is right now you're still saying your heart chakra is still closed about it. It's like, I'm not going to go any further than this.
And if I just may say a little more about that is that it's kind of the feeling that I was overconfident,
mm-hmm.
that I was confident, I was free, I was therefore careless, and I have never allowed myself to feel that way again.
Yeah. So you also have a vow in there, right? So,
yeah.
So that's where the strength comes in. It says, that's where I learned to never be, allow myself to be confident and carefree. If mm-hmm. I let this go.
It will happen again.
Yeah. I have based my whole self-image and the way I operate in the world around, I never get to be carefree. I am a total rule keeper. Everything has to be perfect.
Uh-huh.
Right. I've got to make everything right. So, and I have to always be right. I have to always think ahead and do it right. So it just means, you know, that event triggered such a shift in you from being, you know, probably more like a charismatic leader child or an emotional intelligence specialist child where you were, or maybe even creative idealist, where you were really carefree and had easy confidence, that you shut all of that down. So this mm-hmm. event is, you know, it's big for you. If you were to sort of suddenly see that you can forgive yourself for that, then that would bring that energy back. It would be saying, I can let this energy back in my life.
Yeah. Well, I am willing.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we're going to do another round of tapping, and we're going to use some of these words around, I should have known better, and that I made a vow about this event. Okay, because the vow has more strength behind it than just the trauma that was associated with the event. Okay, and so if you're already feeling compassion, that's okay. You can tap through this round with us. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to actually bring you even closer. Okay, so tapping through the points again. There I am. I feel a little better, but I still should have known better. I still should have known better. And I made a vow to know better, to never do that again, to never let myself make a mistake, to be perfect. And with that vow, came a requirement to be perfectly critical of myself. I have to be perfectly critical of myself. Otherwise, I'll do something else wrong. I'll make a mistake. And that is unforgivable for me. I should have known better. I really should have known better. Even with everything going on, in the age I was, I am right about this. I somehow should have known better. I am not letting this go. Because I made a vow to never forget this. Never let myself forget this. I hold myself to a very perfect standard. I cannot just let myself off the hook. It wouldn't be safe. I've got to be perfect. I've got to do it better. I can't just let this go. I've got to be perfectly critical. And this event reminds me why. It's still so important. I refuse to let it go. Okay, now take another nice deep breath. And I just want you to look at that picture again. Look at that younger version of you, whatever age you're at. And I want you to just imagine that your heart chakra is opened a little bit, and if it's bringing compassion, if you feel compassion now, or certainly if a tremendous amount of tears are coming up, that means you're feeling compassion. I want you to let that beautiful fourth chakra that you were born with bring in the intuitive response to this circumstance, seeing the broader perspective, the bigger picture, all of the things you learned from that event, all of the ways it led you to personal growth, maybe even to an enlightened moment. Are you unforgivable? Is there any way you could have done better, known better, given everything you know about yourself and your history to that point in time, in the pressure you were under, the circumstances happening, the issues that you had? Sometimes in these pictures, we see things that we judge, where we try to meet our own needs in a lower self way, as we say, matters of the heart sometimes. And so I just want you to look at this with perspective. Or we try to meet our need for power or attention, our lower self need, in a really bad way because we didn't know how. And so I want you to look at part of this and just ask yourself, how long was that an unmet need for me? Was I unable to feel that need, ask for that need, act on that need until it came out in this way? And does that part of the perspective matter? It does. Because that's part of the self-development and the growth that can come from this old event. And several people mentioned worrying that they might do it again or that they didn't have enough remorse. And so it's recognizing when I don't ask for my needs to get met, feel my real needs, act on my real needs, carry my own power, ask for attention when I want it, enjoy carrying my own power. When I don't do all those things, it's going to come out somewhere. So I want you to just look at that picture again. And I want you to focus in very closely on this younger version of you. Again, even if it's from 2 weeks ago. Because he or she is about to say something very, very important to you. So I want you to listen. And just watch as he or she opens their mouth and says, "Please forgive me." Please forgive me. And now I want you to see yourself standing there with an even younger child, an even younger version of you. That's a child. And in that broader perspective, you see how that story unfolded. Because of the wounds of the child too. And the child is now saying to you, "Please forgive me." And I just want you to see if you can forgive. Is it okay to forgive yourself? And notice all of the compassion and the understanding that you suddenly have access to. And so if you're still stuck here, it's okay. You can listen to the recording and tap through some of those really strong, unforgiven words again. But if you can, I want you to say to this younger version of you, I forgive you. I forgot that I was doing my best, that I didn't know any better. It's okay. I forgive you. And I want you to tell this younger version of you, just like you would a client or a patient, this is part of your personal growth story. This is just part of your path. This is part of my personal growth story. And I just want you to imagine that instead of just those words, you could send light right from your heart into that younger version of you. And if there's still two of you there, just let them meld into one, that younger version. And just imagine that you could just pour that love and that compassion and that understanding and that wise, the wisdom of that broader perspective that you have, right into that little one. Just like a beam of pure heart light energy is going from you into your younger self. And recognize that as you do that, that love pours right into the core of you, because this younger version of you is in your core. This is your inner child that has been trapped at different ages, stuck, unforgiven. And so I want you to now imagine, because there's over 100 people connected in this class. So I want you to now imagine that you're looking at this younger version of you that you just poured this beautiful heart light into, this love, forgiveness, compassion, energy. And now this younger version of you is standing in a room filled with over 100 people. And that represents your connection to everyone in this class right now and listening in the future through time and space, which we're talking about matters of the heart. Time and space does not exist in healing. And I just want you to see that room full of people, because as your heart chakra just opened, you had more access to your psychic powers, your ability to read and feel the field, the emotions of other people. And so your connection to other people grows. The fourth chakra is where we come into relationship. And so I want you to notice that all of those people are struggling to forgive themselves. They're listening to the sound of my voice, and there's doubt, and there's fear, and there's resistance, and there's vows, and there's also, I really want to forgive myself. And so I want you right now to say to all of those people energetically, just what you just said to yourself. It's okay. I forgive you. please forgive yourself. And let that intention come out from you to whoever needs it most and everyone that's connected to all of us right now. Because forgiveness is an incredibly, incredibly high vibrational energy. And I want you to see that all of those people, over 100 people standing there, are looking back at you. And guess what they're saying? Please forgive yourselves. I forgive you. It's okay. And just let love flow in that group energy, connected by the heart. And so lastly, I want you to bring in the divine. I want you to bring in some image that represents the God of your understanding. Comes and stands, looking at you and this whole group of people. And gives you just a little droplet of consciousness. Right into your seventh chakra. So you get to experience a tiny droplet of the perspective of the divine that created the universe, infinite life on this planet, that created your soul, galaxies, planets, and you. How is the divine looking at you? All of the things that you just judged yourself for, criticized yourself for, said that you were unforgivable about, came from your need to survive, your need to be safe, your need to be loved, your need for pleasure, your lower self drive to have power and attention and sensual pleasure. The divine gave you that lower self. When you became human on this planet, to work through those lower self desires and energies and work with them so that you can be whole at the fourth chakra, wholeness, honoring all of our power and our desires with consciousness from the lower self. All of those impulses, those energies that we could live in a very dark way, with consciousness, we integrate them and they give us the energy and the power to live whole. The divine also gave you that lower self, those feelings of hatefulness and rage and anger and desire for revenge and all of the things that we think of as so dark. The divine gave you those feelings. So, for instance, when you actually forgive yourself or someone else, it is real kick-ass forgiveness. It's not, oh yeah, I forgive you. It's, I felt everything. I hated you. I wanted to kill you. And so when I forgive you, that is evolution in consciousness. So, is the divine judging and criticizing your lower self as unforgivable? Is the divine withholding miracles from you because of your lower self? As someone said, it's not going to go away. It's still there. It could rear its ugly head again. Or does the divine love you infinitely, unconditionally, and desire for your well-being? Is the divine rich with every resource and experience that you need and every bit of support in an infinite number of forms to support you? So I want you to just take a nice deep breath and come back. And we're going to do a round of tapping. Now, if you're really kind of in a meditative state and you want to stay there, you can just listen. Or you can just tap one point, like karate chop point, as we tap through this round. If you want to stay more in this kind of zone where you are. Okay? So we're going to do one more round of tapping, then we're going to go right into Joan. And so tapping through the points or on any point, even though I haven't forgiven myself, I totally love and accept myself. Even though I have this one spot that I've held out judgment, ruthless criticism, and no compassion, I see now, I was looking at it in such a narrow way. As I open to the big picture, the larger, wiser perspective, with a heart full of understanding and compassion, I remember who I am, who I've always been. I've always been human. I've always been doing the best I knew how. I've always been evolving. I'm open to seeing the divine in everything. Everything that's happened to me. I'm open to seeing the divine. I'm open to remembering the universe doesn't make mistakes. I am a piece of the divine, being called to evolve, to reach my potential. I forgive myself for forgetting that I did my best there. I allow this beautiful energy of forgiveness, of compassion, wise understanding to wash over me, opening my heart and letting me live in the present moment. Even if it means being a little vulnerable sometimes. I now know I can forgive. If I make a mistake or something doesn't go the way I want it to, I'll remember it's a piece of the divine. And in the bigger picture, everything is unfolding perfectly. I totally honor my beautiful ability to forgive myself. And the very next time I touch someone in my life or lead someone in their journey, and I speak of love and forgiveness, I will feel a new congruency rising up through my whole system and bursting out of my heart, because I have been to the depth of ruthlessness and all the way back to forgiveness. I totally honor all of me, how deserving I am, how miraculous I am, and how many resources the divine has for me in perfect timing, because I deserve perfect support. And take a nice deep breath. Okay. And we're going to move on to Joan, but I'm just going to give everyone a minute to come back and give a quick comment. We went a long way there with no one commenting. And so if you want to star 7 and just give me some feedback on how your self-forgiveness went. And it's okay if you didn't get all the way there. It's interesting how the knowledgeable achievers can say, I don't think I forgave myself right. I'm like, wow, we just went to criticism again.
Hi, Margaret.
Yes.
I actually had a funny story. When I was listening to one of your crystal bowl recordings,
from Reese,
I think it was
right.
The full energetic balance.
Yes.
My heart chakra felt intense pressure for a couple of seconds,
mm-hmm.
and then stopped.
Okay. So he's crafted that healing to trigger all the chakras.
Okay.
So it'd be kind of interesting, did it happen early or in the end or?
Right near the end.
Yeah. Okay. So near the end, it'd be kind of hard to guess, but usually what he can do is he can give someone a reading on which chakra bowl triggered that in your heart.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. But, you can kind of take it that your chakras are going to show you, and the crystal bowl muses will trigger this. Your chakras are always speaking. And he says they only speak your soul. And your soul only tells you 2 things, your potential or how you're blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something about it, your heart, where there's some pressure there.
I definitely think this... probably of any of the chakras I had the most response to.
Yeah.
And definitely a lot of healing, and I felt a lot of peace. So I think that with the crystal bowl, probably, I think that was maybe a trigger for me to maybe work on that.
Yeah.
So this really helped.
Yeah. And, those crystal bowl healings, they're called healings for a reason. It really is energy medicine. It really is very powerful stuff because each bowl is tuned to the chakras. So it is literally triggering your experience at each chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Ooh. Margaret?
Yes.
Yes. It has been quite an intense call, but I have been releasing a lot. And in this last time, I got quite a few insights, first, when you mentioned understanding and how I had been seeking understanding, especially from my family, and then it clicked, of course, at which I first understood understood, but at a mental level, and it's like, of course, I haven't felt that understanding from the world because I didn't give myself that understanding, or I haven't given myself that understanding. So, a great door has opened in for forgiveness and compassion. So I thank you for that. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Nice. Yeah. And it enhances, you know, again, especially for everyone who's helping people on their path, this work creates such an unbelievable channel in you. And so you can be a great healer already. And when you do this kind of work, it just takes your vibration to the next level. People will, you know, this when they talk about you being in the presence of someone where you just start to feel better. It's like almost like spontaneous healing. The tapping is like extra. It's you start to carry a field that creates healing in people. And so when you've really done a lot of self-forgiveness work, people will spontaneously start to forgive themselves more easily when they're with you. And so that's beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Instead of saying, unless you got one of what I got, and then you're screwed. Good. Anybody else? I see someone else unmuted there.
Margaret, I started noticing these thoughts were popping up in my head, like, you know, you were under a tremendous amount of stress when you did that and things like that, you know, that made me realize, you know, why I snapped.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we start to suddenly, there's the intuitive response, right? Like, well, wait a minute. Geez, you know, I had a lot going on, or, would you know, I had just had this horrific trauma, or, you know, I had been shut down for so many years. This is why it's not just forgiveness and compassion. It's understanding and empathy and forgiveness and compassion at the fourth level. When we see ourselves that way, we see the divine that way. Right. And so that's why I said, like, do all those other factors, do they matter? Of course they do. Right. When mm-hmm. if anyone's got a teenager and they've just done something wrong, what's the first thing they give you is all the ameliorating factors. Of course, factors matter. Right. They matter in a court of law. But in our own mind, we're often so ruthless on ourselves that we just say no. Yeah, 5 years old, should have known better, right? You know, gone through a trauma, still should have figured it out. And I want you to look at the deeper part of it, too. Is there something for you to learn more from this story in a pattern that you have of not owning your power, not voicing your anger, not asking for what you really want, not setting a boundary that creates this process for you? Okay, so it's seeing with this open fourth chakra, the wise mind, see even beyond this event and the forgiveness that you just gave yourself is, what are the patterns that I need to look at that I'm still doing today in my life? Where if I don't set a boundary or ask or require people to treat me in a certain way, I'm a heading for a blow up. Okay. So nice.
Margaret, if I may just share one more thing.
Sure.
Something that I found very powerful was that adult self looking to the child self and forgiving the child self, like saying, I forgive you. I had never seen it that way. Like, it seemed that my child had to forgive me or give me permission or something, my inner child. But that was very powerful.
And, you know, that's blended from some of the inner child work that I do with people, and mainly because we can be so ruthless that mm-hmm. often when we bring up a child image, it will soften us a little bit more. We're more willing to forgive a child sometimes. And then you heard for some of us, some people you'll work with, they won't. They'll be like, nope, no forgiveness for that kid. But it does sort of help stimulate the recognition of you know, kind of energetically, that's what you're doing. Right. If you think about where in these events we often acted from, it's kind of like a younger child place, right? All in the mm-hmm. lower self, you know, selfish or angry or. And so it really is forgiving our inner child. And I do that process because sometimes it really triggers it and makes it easy to see what we're doing energetically and what it means to forgive. So great.
Thank you.
Yeah. And some people do say the child is forgiving me.
Uh-huh.
Right, for not forgiving. So so beautiful. Thank you.
Margaret?
Yes.
This was really incredible. I didn't have a specific thing, circumstance that I could think of, but over the past weekend, I've had severe judgment and criticism of myself because I could not forgive myself for just being who I am. And yeah. I've been trying to release this for a couple of days, and I'm just beating myself up on it, which I rarely do anymore. And so this was just lovely.
Yeah.
To see that and let it go.
Nice.
And when you just said to the other woman about going back to your childhood, that is one of the triggers that helped me let it go. Because yeah. this judgment and criticism goes back to my childhood of myself and others. And so to see that as a child and go, I can forgive her.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, sometimes when I'm preparing for these classes and what I'm going to do, I start to get emotional. So I know it's like, oh God, I hope I don't cry on the class. And so when the heart chakra opens, it's just, it's amazing. You know, you feel it. You feel that love. You feel the tears and sometimes sadness, or it's just emotion coming out, mm-hmm. right? And it's a beautiful, beautiful state to be in. The heart, as Reese says, is all healing really comes from the heart. Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to unmute Joan, and because we're getting late here, we're going to have Joan come on. Okay, Joan, you should be unmuted. And so I introduce Joan. She is a spirit-guided energy healer, and she does what she calls an energy blessing at each chakra. And so Joan is going to be inviting you basically to kind of flow along and follow the energy in this healing. And as she does this healing and this meditation, you might experience a lot of energy moving. I'm getting a lot of feedback from people who are feeling energy moving, or just a lot of emotion or a lot of peace, or you might, you know, feel nothing. It's every experience is perfectly good. And all you have to do is just have an attitude of, yes, I want to experience this. I want this healing. Or you can just sit and listen is fine as well. But I invited Joan to do this class because she's an incredibly beautiful spirit and an amazing, amazing heart healer. People have said they're in awe of her heart chakra. And so to have her backing me up on this class, just during the call, she holds a beautiful heart energy field, the whole class for everyone here. And then to do this healing, I think it's so important because these classes are so intense with so much processing. So I am going to mute myself because I love Joan's healing and I will be experiencing it. So you can take it away, Joan.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Hello, everybody. We're going to begin with a deep breath. Just take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath and release the breath through your mouth. Just relax. I invite you to remain in this energy of being connected to everybody on the call. As we share this energy blessing together, and also to send it out to all the people who will listen to the recording in future time. Infinite Spirit God of love and light, we ask that you bring your golden healing light all around us and close the circle with protection and love beneath our feet. I call all the angels and guides, ascended masters, and the God of our understanding to draw close to us and allow me to be a channel for this energy blessing at the heart chakra. And I invite you now to bring this beautiful golden light through your crown chakra and see it merge with the violet light at your crown. Slowly and gently see it move downward through your body. Touching in with each chakra as it moves, safely and gently. Touching in with indigo light at your third eye chakra. And on down to touch in with the blue light at your throat. Gently floating downward. To be in the green light of your heart. And see it moving downward, ever so slowly and gently, to merge with the yellow light at your solar plexus chakra. And downward to touch the orange light at your sacral chakra. Downward, resting at the base of your spine, merging with the red light of your root chakra. And feel the light of your soul. Feel the love and the warmth grow brighter and stronger. And feel your connection to the earth and your body. And know that you're divinely supported by the God of your understanding. See the miracle of who you are. See your soul's light expand. Feel the faith at your first chakra, faith in yourself. And allow this golden healing light to travel up and touch in with your sacral chakra, where we honor our feelings and deepest needs and desires. Honoring and treasuring the miracle of why we are alive. Feel the miracle that you are. Feel the miracles that are happening all around you. And allow your sacral chakra to open. To feel the miracle. And allow the golden light to travel upward and touch in with your third chakra at the solar plexus. Here I invite you to know at a very deep level that you are a unique soul. There is only one of you. And just feel the peace at this chakra, inner peace. Here you are truly free. Now bring this inner peace up, upward, to grow into the wisdom of the fourth chakra. As we move into our hearts, allow this golden healing light to travel in a clockwise direction as we allow our hearts to open. Here we have the capacity for love, compassion, and forgiveness. See this golden light as a river of love flowing through your heart feel compassion for yourself as it warms and comforts you. In this sacred space, I invite you to say these words to yourself. I love you. I forgive you. I love you. I forgive you. I allow myself to receive love and forgiveness. Now see this light of love grow brighter and fill your whole body. And I invite you to send this healing light of love and compassion to anyone on this call who may need healing. And see this beautiful river of love flow out from your heart and touch everybody on this call in a very special healing wave. See this brilliant, miraculous light grow bigger and brighter as it expands out to fill your auric field. And all out around you to fill the room. See it travel outward to fill the town or the city, the state, the whole country, the continent, the earth, the galaxies, the whole universe and beyond. See yourself as part of that universe and as one with it, and therefore you are one with the divine. Let us receive the miracle of being divinely supported. See this forgiveness, love, and compassion from our hearts ripple outward, all around us, touching our families, each and every one, our friends, co-workers, everyone who has crossed paths with us, everyone we have met or known. See it ripple out beyond them to all people who need forgiveness and who may need to forgive. And see everybody's heart fill up with love and light and compassion. And see this river just flowing from each person, out, and flowing back. See all people fill with the light. And know that when we forgive, we set ourselves free. And that we are always doing our best at every moment. Now see this light that has warmed and comforted our hearts move upward and out through your crown chakra. And see this beautiful golden healing light become arms of love, just wrapping around you, holding you, and know that you are never alone, and you will never be alone again. Surrounding you with love and protection, compassion. And as you go forward, take this beautiful feeling in your open heart out into the world. Blessed be. I invite you to take another deep breath. Then come back into the room that you're in. Bring your awareness back.
That was beautiful, Joan. Very beautiful.
You're welcome.
So is the fourth chakra being the way we come into relationship with people, the way we feel that desire to share and be in relationship with people? We both thought it would be perfect on this class to, as we brought up love and forgiveness in the fourth chakra for ourselves, to share that out with this group of energetically connected people. And further out across the planet, because that's how these higher vibrations can work. In the quantum field, there is no space, no time, no amount of resistance to the vibration of love. So beautiful. Thank you for bringing us all the way out to the universe, Joan. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so we're at just at the end of the class. If you need to jump off, you can. If you wanted to stay on and ask a question of Joan or I, or give some feedback on how this class was for you, you can *7 and unmute, and we'll stay on for a few more minutes. Do you have a few more minutes, Joan?
Sure.
Okay. I'm not quite sure I'm all the way back in the room yet. Wonderful. You know, it's interesting for everyone to, you know, and for me over and over, to make that connection between when we love and accept ourselves and we recognize our own divinity, especially at the moments that we were at our worst, when we can forgive ourselves in those moments and recognize how unconditionally we deserve love and love ourselves unconditionally. That vibration is a vibration of asking and receiving. Without you even voicing anything, you are asking and receiving. When you honor, when you say, I love you to yourself, you are saying to the universe, yes, I receive the miracles. I am open. I am receiving. I am allowing miracles into my life. That's what you're saying when you truly love and accept yourself at the fourth chakra. It's really, really beautiful. It's like the asking is almost is really just for preferences. Well, I like green instead of blue, but I am completely allowing. So go ahead. I know someone unmuted.
Margaret?
Yes.
I think I'm still getting what miracles are. I didn't get it at the beginning of this whole class, but I think I'm starting to get it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I think I am too. I think I did this class too so that I would learn the nature of miracles.
Margaret?
Yes.
I'm also a bit emotional. Yeah. My heart feels so much different.
Yeah.
Warmer and. And I want to say thank you to you and to Joan. And also, in regards to you, I can see miracles. I mean, it's not only how I'm feeling right now, but every class that we have, I say, oh my God, this is the perfect class at the perfect moment, just what I was needing. Yeah. And so I see I'm receiving miracles.
I often wonder what happens first, the class or the triggering, because often the way Reese teaches in his program, when you're coming up to a fourth chakra class, that whole week, your energy system is going to start to bring up fourth chakra conflicts for you.
Uh-huh.
When you're heading into a third chakra class, your third chakra stuff is going to start coming up a week in advance. So I often wonder, because we often feel like, wow, this was just what I needed. Or was it my energy system getting ready to process this specific? Either way, it's a miracle. But I think that's the miracle of our wise higher self. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that. And it is very emotional. And remember that the knowledgeable achiever, which is the fourth and sixth chakra dominant, they have the most tender, deep hearts. Very, very tender. And that's why they protect themselves so much, why they don't want to be vulnerable so much, why they use their mind to be critical so much, because their heart is very, very tender. But Reese says that it's the knowledgeable achiever that can teach the whole world about the heart. The emotional intelligence specialist profile that we talk about, who love very deeply and feel love very deeply, he says they have a lion's heart. They have a strong, strong lion heart, the emotional intelligence specialist. But the knowledgeable achiever has the most tender, tender hearts.
So how do you balance that to be able to teach that tenderness and be vulnerable and not be so deeply hurt?
Well, it's that the strength that the fourth chakra says, and in the second chakra too, which is about being vulnerable, is that I'm going to reach out in relationship fearlessly, and I might get hurt, and I'll get over it. I'll recover.
Okay.
I can do it, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like I put myself out there, and I could say, you know, oh, that wouldn't bother me, or oh, I, you know, if someone gives me horrible feedback, or if I go at an event and people hate me, I could say that wouldn't bother me. That wouldn't exactly be true. So
uh-huh.
That could happen, and I would cry my eyes out and be crushed, and I would get over it. And I would recover, and I would get up and go, but this is still what I have to do.
Uh-huh. It's still what fulfills me and nothing else will. Uh-huh.
And so coming into relationship with our truth, you know, he says living in the present moment with honesty and integrity, which means being fully present with people that you're in relationship with, even though it means you might have to be vulnerable and you might get hurt, is trusting yourself that I have a very tender heart, but it heals. It heals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get over it, and I'll get to the other side of perspective and balance. I might have to cry my way through a river of tears to get to the other side, but I'll recover. And I will love a frickin' again.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
Welcome. Kind of like, because I can't not, right? I can't not share love.
Uh-huh.
And I can, you know, I can feel that come through with you. You can't not burst love out, right?
Thanks so much.
Reese says that love is a feeling coming up and out, that you'll feel it rising up and coming
uh-huh.
up. Wonderful. Was there anyone else that wanted to give some feedback before we sign off? Very intense class. And so I'm going to have Liz upload the crystal ball healing called Universal Love. And so it is about the heart chakra. But when you sit and listen to the crystal ball, you want to have it not on headphones. No, you want the vibration of the crystal ball music to hit your whole body. because it travels through you and will trigger you at every chakra. And when you listen to that, he calls it an essential state healing. It will put you in the essential state of what it's like to experience universal love. Okay, and so whatever you experience when you're listening to that meditation, whether it's feeling unbelievably beautiful and expanded and in love with everybody in the world, which is one way, which is you're feeling your potential for love, or if you feel anxious or nervous or heavy or tight or constricted, it's showing you how you're blocking feeling the universal love. So I'm going to put that one up there for you guys to listen to after this class because it's a really intense one. And that's where Joan's healing at the end will help to calm some of that energy. And certainly it's a good time if you get healings or Reiki or massage, and that when it's a really intense class like this, it's a good time to, you know, to use another modality like that to help the process of clearing continue out of your body and energy system. Okay. So wonderful class. Everyone, next week we jump up to the fifth chakra where things shift a little bit. We're getting now into the upper three chakras. And so we're going to be talking more about manifesting and creation. So wonderful. See you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Joan.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.